Okay, here we go. It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Clint Whitley and Meredith Berker here again from Garfield County Outdoors. Was it back in January? Was it December? When you came in, we talked before.
December, I think.
I thought so. Okay. And before we get into upcoming events, I was kind of perusing the Facebook page before we got started today. Looks like you're getting lots of kids involved and lots of parents with some positive comments about what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Meredith, go ahead. I'll let you talk about our.
Yeah.
All right, you're the Facebook, Instagram professional.
Yeah. Our Facebook shares a lot of what we're doing and what's been going on with all of our partner programs and what's kind of coming up for the summer. And it's been really cool to see all the parents and community just really be grateful for everything that we're providing. And we just hosted an outdoor cooking event in Parachute a couple weekends ago, and a mother wrote in and said how much her kids loved it and how they'd like to cook everything, like, every night. And it's really cool to see.
I see. Where are you partnering with the Buddy program too?
Yes.
And so you're doing some with them as well, again, kind of in this context of getting kids outside.
Yep.
Away from the video game controller and exercising their thumbs.
Yes.
Getting
exactly.
More general exercise all over. Mm-hmm. Right after the last time you came in back in December, you had like a local organization that got in touch with you and took some kids fly fishing?
Yeah, so Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club got a hold of me, and we chatted over some coffee, Tom and I, and we struck up a partnership with the GoCo Inspire grant, which this whole thing originally was called, now the Generation Wild Community, and we branded ourselves Garfield County Outdoors, so there's a quick little history of us. We have all these partners written in the grant, and so there's partners that are receiving some funds as well to help, like the Buddy program, to partner and work together. Well, the cool thing is we've gotten all these other partnerships that have just shown up, people that want to be a part of what's going on. And out of the 15 other Generation Wild communities throughout the state, we've kind of heard that same thing where people are wanting to jump in and to help support each other. And collaboration is one thing that you hear over and over and over again from nonprofits, from organizations like ours, school districts, all that. So it's a very common thing. So that fly fishing club said, hey, why don't we get your kids on some private ponds stocked with big fish? And we have a program at B. Underwood Elementary that they're doing an after-school fly fishing club, and a partnership actually with another one of our grant, our resource coordinator at the school district, who's helping provide a little stipend for the teachers because it's time out of their time. And so they have been meeting every Thursday after school for an hour and learning about some fly fishing related things, learning how to tie knots, learning how to cast. And then on Saturday, this last Saturday and the Saturday before, they went on a little expedition and went fishing on a pond up in Basalt. So it was a really cool little collaborative effort. And there's a video that we posted on our Facebook page that is so cool that the teachers made. You can see a little music mixed in with the kids reeling in some fish. And it's just, that's a cool thing I've seen so far out of this project.
Either of you fly fish?
I do.
At all? Okay. Meredith, that's what, see, I will drown a worm right now. But fly fishing to me just always was kind of like this magic thing that some people could do, and I just never got it.
It's an art, and the great thing about it is it's for those people who can't just sit. They don't have the patience, and they need to be doing something all the time. There you go, fly fishing. You're constantly moving, you're walking downstream, you're reading the water. and all of the things that are involved, they're science related. As a former science teacher, that's what kind of got me hooked, was that there's some science related principles to it, as well as some art and some definite skill on how to cast a fly.
You tie your own flies too?
Used to. I think I did more of that in middle school and high school than I do now. I had to kind of give up just a couple of little hobbies.
The greatest thing I got, the biggest contribution that fly fishing made to my life, my wife's uncle had a fly tying kit once, and I saw the little, you know, the vise with the, and I thought that would be great for soldering.
Yeah.
That was its contribution to my life.
Yeah.
Again, you can search Facebook for Garfield County Outdoors if you want to learn more about what they're doing. Again, check out that fly fishing video from up in the basalt area. And again, that was a private pond that they were fly fishing on. So
Correct. Don't
expect to be able to check out that same fishing spot if you're a fly fishing enthusiast. Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of world-class fly fishing all around.
Yeah, which, no question about that.
And that's a great thing about our program there. Those parachute families, we're a little ways from the really, really good fishing of the Roaring Fork Valley, and so it was cool to bring kids that direction. And to tell you the truth, I was a touch nervous at fourth, fifth graders, elementary school kids with fly rods. And I was proven wrong. Things are going well, and the kids are, they're picking it up. So I was completely wrong on that aspect. They can pick up that rod.
You were concerned about young kids and sharp instruments, right?
And expensive fly rods.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. That's a good point too. What other opportunities do you have, activities that you're going to be taking kids out on? I imagine summertime, obviously, the weather is nice. So it's a great opportunity for kids to get outside with adults and under supervised circumstances and have some fun.
Yeah.
Learn something about, you know, an outdoor activity they didn't realize they even enjoyed until they did it.
Yeah, definitely. We have a ton of really awesome summer programs coming up, and one of which is our rock climbing program that will happen at Rifle Mountain Park. So outside on the big rocks, we'll have our guide from Colorado Mountain College come, and it's open to middle schoolers and high schoolers, and it'll rotate weeks between RE2 School District and Garfield 16, and all of that specific info is on our website at Garfield County Outdoors. We have a paid internship offered through Rocky Mountain Youth Corps, where kids can get up to around $780 for going camping and doing trail work and land stewardship projects, and that's a really cool opportunity as well.
Hold on a second. Did you say get paid for going camping?
Yes.
Okay. But this is a youth.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mostly high schoolers, but okay. I know I'd be there if I could. We also have hiking and fishing weekly Friday programs offered through Newcastle Rec, and it's a partnership with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And Colorado State Extension here is providing an outdoor day camp and junior master gardener clubs. And if Clint wants to talk about some other programs.
Yeah. We have a hunter ed class coming up with our regional division wildlife manager, Scott Hoyer. He's going to be teaching a class June 21st. We'll get that put into the state system and put that out on our website and Facebook page.
Is that specifically for young people? Because I know, you know, anybody can take a hunter's ed class. It's a requirement to get a hunting license. But is this particular one through you, is that specific for, you know, certain ages?
I'm going to open it up to families, anyone that wants to register, because I had that question. A student is going to sign up, and her mom wanted to sign up their student, and she said, you know, I haven't taken that. I said, you know, actually, it's a really great thing to do with father, son, mother, daughter, or so whatever.
Sure.
A great little thing to do as a family. And then it really instills some of those important ethic values back into mom and dad who haven't been in the field, or even if they are in the field.
Well, and you don't necessarily have to hunt once you get your hunter safety card. It's a great safety course.
Great. Yeah. It's very good. And then also after you do that, you can get a hunting license that has the search and rescue piece to it, where you pay that 25 cents or 75 cents or something like that.
Yeah, the hunting and fishing licenses, has that extra surcharge on it. So
right.
And in case you get lost, you know, from the 10 feet from the parking lot to the fishing spot.
Right.
I'm talking about myself personally here.
But I've always encouraged non-hunters and fishermen to take that too. If they're ever curious about the outdoors and they want to understand a little bit more about what these people are doing walking around the woods with guns and bows, mm-hmm. And want to have an understanding, it's a great place to learn and see the community and see the ask questions.
Again, you can search Facebook for Garfield County Outdoors. Meredith, you mentioned the website. I think it was in development back in December. It wasn't quite finished.
Yeah.
So is it just garfieldcountyoutdoors.org?
No, so it's kind of a crazy URL. But if you just type in Garfield County Outdoors on Google, it'll be the second link. And it's a Google site.
First one is the Facebook,
yeah.
which I found. And, you know, I didn't even look at the rest of the page.
Yeah.
Okay, so search Garfield County Outdoors. So is it one of those new extensions, like, or is it under somebody else's?
It's through Google, and it's just an obnoxious URL.
So. I got you. I think I understand.
Okay. Or Instagram us, too. Yeah.
Instagram. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take one quick break. We'll be back in just a minute with Meredith and Clint. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Meredith Burke and Clint Whitley from Garfield County Outdoors. You guys have been busy. I want to say when you came in and talked in December, it was like a brand new thing that you were doing in School District 16 and RA2 and just kind of get more partners as time goes on and keep providing more opportunities, more programs. Again, summertime is a big time for you. By the way, in the previous segment, we're talking about the Hunter Ed classes. You said those are absolutely free.
Right.
I think normally Parks and Wildlife, don't they charge like a minimal fee for folks that want to sign up for those?
When it's volunteers, they usually charge them like $10 to help cover the some of the volunteer costs. But when it's a officer, it's a part of their job, so they just do it.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. And again, the one through Garfield County Outdoors is free. And again, it is free for the family.
Right.
So if everybody wants to take it, and again, you don't necessarily have to get a conservation stamp. If they still call them that, right?
They got habitat stamps.
Habitat stamp. Thank you.
Yep.
You don't necessarily, although fishing licenses come with habitat stamps too, I guess. Though you don't really get points for fishing, I don't think.
No.
But anyway, you don't necessarily have to go hunting or anything like that. It's just a great safety piece if you're interested, and you may someday. And, of course, if you were born after, 1950-something?
Somewhere in there.
You have to have a hunter safety card in order to hunt in the state of Colorado. And I believe it's actually good for hunting licenses in other states as well. You know,
yeah.
Like,
I don't want to speak to that, but it's pretty much all of them.
Well, between the two of us, we think that's the case. But obviously, I always, check it out before you try. So I think that were you in the middle of the list of activities for the summer? I had a feeling there were probably more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just coming up here very soon, kind of sticking with the hunting topic, we have a 3D archery shoot. And this is going to be a large event. We were looking for a piece of property to do a 3D archery shoot. And if you don't know what a 3D archery shoot is, it's like golf, but with bows and arrows. And you have targets that are animal-shaped, and you go from station to station. You shoot an arrow. There's rings on the target, and you are given a score, and then you continue on. It's kind of a fun little group at your leisure kind of thing to do. It's a come-and-go event, completely free. But I've got $3,000 worth of prizes. I've got couple of bows that were given away. And for those hunters out there, I've got the brand new Hoyt Helix bow, which is probably on everybody's wish list. So we've got some sweet, sweet prizes. The only cost to that whole thing will be an entry for that one bow. All my other prizes, just a nominal little $20 to get you into the drawing for that bow because I had to buy it. Some of the other bows and the prizes are all just your scorecard will be your entry fee. So that's happening May 11th and 12th. Karis Oil and Gas was kind enough to donate 160 acres for that day between Parachute and West Parachute So if you take that Unibridge area, West Parachute to Unibridge and back along that Stone Quarry Road, back in there, I'll have signage from the interstate, from West Parachute. There, I've got an address there on our flyer, which is on our website and our Facebook page. We've posted it all over some different Facebook pages, and we've gotten some great response, and I think a lot of people are going to be there.
That's Mother's Day weekend, too.
It is. So I have a bow that's got some pink on it that if you're a mother, you're going to get an extra name in the drawing.
That's awesome. Again, what a great opportunity to get out with mom on Mother's Day weekend. When you said 3D shoot, I was thinking the old, like the video screen. That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're definitely
those are cool too.
Outside.
Yes, and the property's just beautiful. It's, and I know we get windy around here this time of year, but it's in a bit of a valley there, so we're protected, and I think it'll be a really, really nice day. So it's a come-and-go event between 8 and 4 both days, so just show up when you can. And expect to be there maybe an hour, 2 hours, whatever. Oh, and the big thing I want to help push is that you don't need to be an archery enthusiast. You don't even need to have your own bow. I'm going to have a practice range and a kids range set up. I will have some of our bows there. I will run you through a little course, or some of our volunteers will, just to show you, and maybe that's all you do for the day. Or if you feel comfortable and proficient, why don't you go out and shoot the course? So I really, really want to bring in those non-archery shooters and introduce them to something new.
And so again, it's a course. It's kind of like, miniature golf or frisbee golf or whatever you want to call it. So what are you going from, maybe as short as 10 yards to...
I've even had them in the past short as like 2 yards. Shooting something at 2 yards with sights can actually be very difficult. I won't do that. I'll probably put one at maybe 5 and real short. When you're in the field elk hunting, you can be as close as 2 yards from an elk sometimes. Mm-hmm. Really, really close. So we'll put them in close. We'll put them out. I've got a couple of bonus targets I'm going to put out there at 80 yards. And those are just kind of fun. But we've got anywhere from some mule deer, antelope, a standing bear, a bear on all fours, a javelina, raccoons. We got all kinds of different animals. So it's kind of a cool little thing. But again, that practice range and that little area will be a great place to learn if they want to.
And is this, maybe I should have asked this sooner, is this just for the kids or is this also a family event?
Definitely a family.
Okay.
Please don't send just your kids because they'll need to fill out a waiver and whatnot, like all outdoor programs. But bring your whole family or bring your buddies or your grandma, grandpa, whoever, and you guys can go do the course together. And
well, I guess you did mention that there's the bow with the pink on it that you could win for mom too.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's I guess that makes sense that it would be a family friendly thing. What other events do you have coming up?
We mentioned the rock climbing, the rafting. Just talked to the president of the Colorado Trapping and Predator Hunting Association, and we're going to help out with the trapping rendezvous that's happening right here in Parachute. Right here in Rifle at the fairgrounds, and that'll be mid-August. But this is a ways down the road. We have, and off of the hunting, fishing, trapping-related things, we have a lot more school things going on. Our rafting trip with the sixth graders is looking like we need to postpone it to Friday. That was going to happen on Wednesday. Looks like we're going to be a little rainy and miserable. So sixth graders are doing a little rafting with Blue Sky down the Roaring Fork. We've already been doing some hiking up at Rifle Falls, and we've got another collaboration with CPW coming up here at Rifle Falls with the officers, game wardens, and the park rangers. They're going to be there to help fish. To help run a ranger station and to teach us some environmental ed. And then that same day, they'll do a little rock climbing down at our climbing wall at the middle school. There's a list. So that'll be a fun day for some elementary school kids as well. There's gardening going on with some master gardeners, and that's got all kinds of levels.
And that's in cooperation with Extension, right? Is that what you're talking about, Meredith?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I have an event coming up. It's on Tuesday, May 14th, and it's Bike to School Day. We teamed up with Clear, and it's a Bike to School Day happening from Carbondale to Parachute, and there are about 11 elementary schools who are participating, and the school with the most participants in Bike to School Day will get a cash prize, and it doesn't have to be biking. You can walk, you can scooter, you can jump, skip. But we just want to encourage alternative modes of transportation to school and being outside during the morning.
I was going to say, and of course, the connection with Garfield County Outdoors is obviously everybody's outside, right, actually getting some fresh air.
Yep.
Right. Okay, mm-hmm. That works. One final break. We'll come back in just a minute. Again, you can learn more by searching Facebook for Garfield County Outdoors or just Google Garfield County Outdoors, and it'll be the first link is the Facebook page. The second link in the search results will be the website. Again, it's one of those free Google sites. So it would be very complicated for me to try and read all of that to you on the air. But again, if you just Google Garfield County Outdoors, you can find both of those and find the list of upcoming events. So how does all this happen? It's obviously Clinton Meredith put a lot of time into it, but requires a lot of outside help, including the partners we talked about before and people that help in other ways. I'll explain what I mean when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Clint Whitley and Meredith Burke from Garfield County Outdoors, getting ready for a, you might say, gearing up for a busy summer. Speaking of gear, you're always looking for folks that have gear that they can loan you or give you for a lot of these programs, right?
Right, right. And I just recently put out, I think we put out a little sheet, a information sheet, because people think, well, gear, what? What do you need?
Yeah.
But then
it could cover a lot of different things.
Right. So if you hear any of these things, get a hold of us and we'll take it. Anywhere around climbing gear, and climbing gear, we have to be very careful if we don't want your used ropes and things, because safety things. But there is bouldering crash pads, helmets, shoes, chalk bags, those sorts of things would be great. Camping gear. We're always looking for packs, even some hiking boots. Kids never have the right footwear to be able to going anywhere because they outgrow it. And so footwear is actually something that is a high need area. So some good hiking boots, camp chairs, tents, outdoor cooking gear. Everybody's got some decent fishing rods. And I know there's a plethora of fly fishing rods in this area that are just sitting there. And then even down to the snow sports, not looking for downhill skis or snowboards so much, because that's a whole nother level of stuff. But looking for snowshoes and cross-country skis, poles, boots, that sort of thing. And even mountain bikes. That's another big thing that we're trying to look for and get to our middle school for a program.
And again, you're dealing primarily with kids in the Garfield School District 16 and the RE2 School District, right? So from, if you will, Parachute to Newcastle.
Right, right.
And what about volunteers? Are you always looking for adults that can help supervise?
Absolutely. When we first started, we had a few people reach out and say, this is really neat, this is really neat. And we didn't have anything for them because we were so new and we didn't know how to utilize people. We're getting to that point where I know how to use you now. So please reach out to us. One of the big things is gardeners. We have three gardens at three of our buildings in Garfield 16, and they need summer help to sustain them. The kids are doing so much work now, and they're doing things when they come back in the fall. But over the summer, help would be really, really great. So if there's one of these outdoor related things that you topics that is a passion of yours, then reach out to us and we would love to plug you in to whichever program, or even if it's working in the gear room. If you are just an old retired fly fisherman or woman and want to help fix fishing rods, I could use you. Help organize the gear room, something like that that's not directly in a program, but just behind the scenes, there's that opportunity.
What's the best way to get a hold of you? Through Facebook or the website or?
Yeah. Okay. Either way, our contact information is all over there, each of those.
Okay. So again, just search Facebook for Garfield County Outdoors, or actually Google Garfield County Outdoors. The first result will be the Facebook page. The second result will be the website. And so contact information on either one of those. If, like you say, if you've got a passion you'd like to help out with, and I imagine if there's something that's your passion that is not on the list of activities you're already doing, you know, you could probably have a conversation if someone has some expertise in an area. You know, the idea is all about getting kids outside, right. Mm-hmm. And getting some fresh air away from the Xbox controller. And lessening the likelihood of carpal tunnel.
Right.
We talked about some of the grant sources that has made Garfield County Outdoors possible, and some of the partners that you've worked together with. Are there, and you've actually mentioned a couple private donors, I guess, that have helped out in different ways, like donating the land for that 3D archery shoot and things like that. Are there other folks that have given in some way, either in kind or cash, to help make what you do possible?
Yeah, Alpine Bank provided matching funds for us, and we've had a lot of just support and in-kind donations, and just people willing to help. Garfield County and Garfield County commissioners making this all possible, and both school districts providing their support to create what Garfield County is today and Garfield County Outdoors.
And those are the matching funds, and GOCO is what supplied the
million. Great Outdoors Colorado, which yeah. I think doesn't most of their money, doesn't it come from lottery sales? Am I right about that? Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I thought. Yeah, they've given, I don't know how many, probably billions of dollars by now for outdoor type stuff. Not necessarily programs like yours, but for like building parks and stuff like that.
Right.
And then
with a similar focus.
Right.
Getting people outdoors.
Yeah. The Rifle Creek Trail just outside is funded by GOCO as well. And several mm-hmm. of the playgrounds. Mm-hmm. I think Centennial Park also received GOCO funding. So.
Yep, you are correct. I think there's a sign out there mm-hmm. where they talk about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else that we should talk about that we haven't yet?
We've got a lot more on our plate here than we have time really to talk about or in detail, so you really got to check us out. There's a high ropes course coming our way as
high
well.
Ropes.
Yeah, so a challenge course.
Like where you balance on the bottom rope and you use the two on the
top
to
yep.
steady yourself?
Yep, at 20,
hopefully,
32 feet in the
air. I was
going
to say 25 or 32 inches I might be okay with. I'm not sure.
So that's being built over the summer at St. John, the administration building in Battlement Mesa. So check that out. That'll be a really great opportunity even for not just the kids in the school, but say a staff of a team that could come and need to do some team building. We'll get you up and jumping off a pole and grabbing the leap of faith bar or whatever it is. Nothing's going to put you in a more vulnerable state than working together as a team in that.
I'll do it if the news guy does.
So lots and lots of great things coming that we're working on behind the scenes yet.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate that this is an amazing opportunity to be active and be outdoors, and you don't have to be an expert or an outdoor enthusiast. All of our programs are open to everyone, all skill levels, and all of them are free or you get paid. So it's a really great opportunity to get involved and be outside.
I'd say those are two of my favorite things.
Yep.
Getting paid and free.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
And so we really, a lot of the followers on Facebook are moms, dads, and that's okay. So, because there's a lot of really awesome moms and dads that just sign their kids up for things. So that's who we really want to advertise to right
sure.
now. Sign them up.
Sure. Again, Garfield County Outdoors, just search Garfield County Outdoors if you use the Google. The first result will be the Facebook page, and then the second result will be the website. So Google it, and if you have, like I say, any knowledge of an outdoor activity, especially if it's one that they already have a program for, then you can help out in some way there. If you've got some gear, get in touch with them. Again, just search Garfield County Outdoors, check them out on Facebook, or get the contact information on the website and go from there.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing an update maybe from you guys sometime over the summer and talk about some more. You just keep adding programs, so I'm not sure how many more you can add at this point. But like you say, being outside does not suck.
No.
All the best. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.